Hi folks, it's Craig Taylor here. I'm in Haywards Heath this evening. I'm meeting with a bunch of lovely people from the CIPD Sussex branch, and I've asked them to research some tools, technologies, gadgets, gizmos, things like that, that they've never heard of. And they've spent a few minutes researching it, and this is what they've come up with.
Zoom, which is a video conferencing and web conferencing software. Looks great.
I had VR, which I knew about, but I never knew about cyber sickness.
Okay, so what did you know about cyber sickness?
So it's when you're in virtual reality and it actually simulates so that you get a motion sickness.
But the latency, yeah.
I had screencasts, which is another way, I think, of referring to a webinar where you record your computer screen and you can share it.
I had Yammer, which apparently seems to be a way to work smarter and work together.
You've just read it off the website.
I have, exactly.
I've got Prezi, and Prezi is a presentation software which uses motion, and you can zoom and be very, very much more interactive than things like traditional ways of doing this.
And if you go overboard, you get the motion sickness that you've just mentioned without the VR headset. It's a much cheaper way of getting ill.
I was looking at gamification, which is, funnily enough, playing games.
Come back to that.
Oh, I heard Curator, which is Craig's company.
It's not my company, I work for them.
Okay.
Shameless.
And it facilitates social learning experiences for L&D teams.
Thank you. How about yourself? Oh, you had the odd one.
I had Slack, which was an app or a web browser where you could... It was a communication channel, so you could bring together team conversations, direct messages, calls, and sharing files.
It's absolutely massive. It's had, don't quote me on this, but it's broadly right, in terms of its growth in its first period, it's blown Facebook and the others out of the water.
Can you remind me what that was? Slack.
It's phenomenal, the growth that it's had. Unbelievable. And finally back here.
I was looking at drones and trying to work out how you could use them in learning, and we decided you could take an aerial view of either a setup scene or perhaps a real bird's eye view of something, a bit like Google Maps but real time, and then get people to look at it.
That's a brilliant idea. I like it.
I looked at artificial intelligence, which was about designing an intelligent thing that analyses the environment and makes intelligent choices. So if we want to learn to play chess, we're ready to go.
That's all, folks.